That's the chant from an immigration rally in downtown Seattle Wednesday afternoon. The event piggybacked on a huge gathering in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Supporters are pushing for a bill to overhaul the country's immigration system and allow citizenship for some 11 million immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. KUOW's Liz Jones talked to people at the Seattle rally who've ridden the ups and downs of this decades-long effort.
Inside the federal building in downtown Seattle, supporters of immigration reform call this their patio. That's because they've gathered here so many times in the past decade, pushing for immigration reform. Immigrant Araceli Hernandez says she's ready to end this tradition at the federal building.
I don't want to return acting for the same. I will return for another fight.
Organizers estimate about 150 people showed up for Wednesday's rally, but they expect a much larger turnout in a few weeks for their annual May Day march. Supporters have watched past immigration bills fail in Congress, most recently in 2007 and 2010. But this year, organizer Jorge Quiroga says the political stars seem to be aligning. The big difference, he says, is more Republicans are now on board after the 2012 election.
This election show very clearly that yes, we do care. That is our community, and we do care, and we vote accordingly to that.
Congress members working on a bill have said legislation could be introduced as early as this week. Quiroga says the harder part now will be the details of what's included in the bill. The Seattle rally drew no visible opposition, but on the national level, groups that are critical of reforms reiterated their concerns. They urged people to reject efforts to give unauthorized immigrants legal status to work in the U.S. Mexican immigrant Alma Gutierrez has attended these rallies for about 10 years. Another big change she sees now is that immigrants really believe a bill will happen. Just how optimistic is she?
100%. 100%.
What's making you feel that way?
My people. My people. And I know something nice has to happen. Yes.
I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.